Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing today? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Johnny No Cash. You are listening to a brand new episode of Life with Johnny No Cash, the podcast that continues to decrease in production value every single episode. I'm down a chair, and that's why I'm stuck in the corner of this van right now, and I'm going to get into that. This is actually a very time-sensitive episode, and I really wanted to do this while I could because, yeah, time is running out, and I'm going to talk all about that. But the main thing here is that this is the end of van life for me. This is the last time that I'm going to be doing a podcast from the van. This is the last night I'm going to be sleeping in the van. And I know that you guys have been listening for almost 2 fucking years now. So rather than just kind of showing up at a new spot, I really wanted to spend one last time with you guys in the back of the van. I know that sounds creepy, but fuck, I'm being honest. And I don't have much time here, so I thought, why not just fucking bust it out? There's a number of things I really wanted to discuss today. Why I'm leaving van life. What is next? For people that want to do van life, I've got some pros and cons for you. I got definitely some reflecting to do as some of the things that I've gone through and learned over the past couple years and many, many months here in Vancouver and in the interior BC. So I want to talk about these very important things. I know I'm time sensitive, so if it sounds like I'm speaking faster than I normally do, that's probably why. But without further ado, let's jump into today's final episode in the back of White Lake. Here we go. I'm living in a van playing outlaw tune. Life with Johnny No Cash. Smoking them smokes and drinking that booze. Life with Johnny No Cash. Where I go, how the fuck I'll know. I'm off the grid on dusty roads. There ain't no better way of eating beans. All right. How y'all doing? Hope you're staying toasty warm wherever you're listening to this from. I know that Eastern Canada, Central and Eastern Canada, as well as Northern Eastern United States is just getting pummeled with more cold weather. And I hope you're staying toasty warm. Right now, we got another cold snap here in Vancouver, but it ain't nothing to shake a stick at compared to what some of you guys are going through. So, yeah, I hope you got some hot toddies going. Big old joints burning, keeping you warm, as well as a nice fire or the heat fucking pumping. That being said, yeah, I got my jacket on. It's chilly. It's chilly enough, but, you know, I ain't complaining. So, yeah, man, this has been a ride. Literally, it's been a ride. I'm not going to go too deep into, you know, the whole generalization of van life, but I will go through a couple main points that I wanted to talk to you guys about, as well as what the fuck to do next. For people that are living in a van and they decide that maybe it's, you know, it's time to move on. I'm going to run by a couple ideas that you guys can bounce around and as well have a discussion with me because nothing is completely final as of right now, except for the fact that the van is sold. This is my last night. And I'll tell you right now, I'm getting a fucking buzz on tonight. Maybe. No, man, I hate talking to the camera when I'm wasted. I was going to say, maybe I'll do a podcast all drunk. No, I don't trust myself. So this is it. This is the last time. So I hope you guys got a drink and your snacks and whatever, because we're going to have a good old time reflecting on some of the things that have changed me and shaped me into the person I am today. First and foremost, I want to go back in time and just talk about the decision to go through van life. And that was, you know, we were going through the pandemic. I had zero control. Nobody had any control. And I was spiraling into a very, very dark, deep depression at that time. You know, all these rules and mandates that were handed out, mainly in fucking Ontario, which is fucked. Like, the rules that we had in Ontario were far exceeding the other provinces in this country. And so I just felt like, you know, I had no control over my own life anymore. And I'm not going to get into political bullshit. I'm talking about van life. And it was a 5-month decision when I decided to sell all my shit and buy a fucking 1998 Dodge and move into this van. I'd done a ton of research online, YouTube videos, podcasts, all that kind of shit. And it seemed like the lifestyle that I could at least survive in and probably enjoy, because I was really not enjoying life at that time. And one other thing that I just want to say right off the bat is, like, when I was being raised, my entire life, I was constantly moving from house to house, school to school, nonstop. Like, there was very little, large chunks of time where I was at the one spot. So I've been used to change. And it was something that was not really new to me. I was very kind of used to bopping around and having new environments and new challenges on the daily. I mean, not on the daily, but you know what I mean. Like, I was at a very young age, I was constantly going to new schools and new houses and things like that. So me fucking off from everything that I had built and worked towards in Toronto was not as scary as some people may think. Now, I do understand that the majority of people, you know, they grow up in the same town, the same house, in the same school, and doing something like van life is a huge risk and a huge challenge. And that can be fucking terrifying. That can be absolutely terrifying. But to anybody who has been considering this and has been, you know, listening not just to my podcast or even doing other research online, it has completely changed my life and my whole outlook on human beings, this absolutely gorgeous planet we live on, as well as living with myself and my own problems and having to dig myself out of these problems, isolation factors. There's so many things that I was kind of slightly unprepared for, but at the same time, totally willing to take it on. And van life for me, instantaneously, if you guys know this, I've gone through this in previous episodes, and if you are new to the podcast, all my other episodes are on Spotify and Buzzsprout. You can't find the entirety of my episodes on YouTube because I started uploading them, I think, halfway through. So go back to the beginning and hear about some of those stories. But it was instantaneous joy the moment I hit the gas, and I realized that it was a very good decision for me. I was not in a good place mentally. I had a job. I had everything going for me. I had friends, you know, everything was going fine, like from the exterior looking in. But in looking out, I was miserable and so, so depressed. And I didn't know how much longer I could take it, you know, and not to, you know, talk light about, you know, suicide and shit. But I mean, it's a real thing, you know. It's a real fucking thing. Depression is not something to be, you know, tossed around and joked about. So I got to a point where I needed to make a change. And the change was incredible. And I mean, I learned a lot. I lived in Old Dusty, which was the 98 Dodge, for I think it was 6 months. And then I believe I've lived in White Lightning for the rest of the duration of time. But as you know, I've been feeling like my creative integrity has been lacking. And that is because I just don't have the space. So one thing I would say, like if I was to say anything to anybody that wanted to, you know, choose van life or at least give it a shot, make sure that the place or the van that you get is going to not only, you know, serve your basic needs, of course, but also serve the needs that you're going to need depending on where you are. I'm in fucking British Columbia, and as much as I love it, it's fucking miserable. This province fucking sucks in the wintertime. I would take 2 feet of snow for 6 months of the year than 4 months of just continuous rain any day of the fucking year. It is dark nonstop. So if you don't have, you know, a van that you can comfortably live in those dark months where you can do things, I can't do push-ups in here. There's no room. I can't even, I could barely do fucking sit-ups. And not just that, the fucking ground's freezing. But I'm just saying, one thing that I really learned, and as a musician, as an actor, I need a certain amount of space. And it just got to the point where if I'm going to be locked inside during these continuous downpours, I'm going to be locked inside in an area that I can function in. Like, comfortably. I don't need a lot in life. I really don't. I'm a really simple, basic man. I'm sure you figured that one out. But I really am. It doesn't take a lot to make me happy. I'm, you know, all I need is very basic amenities. But I will say this. I need sun. And if I don't have sun, I need space so I can do some creative activities and projects. This particular van is perfect for somebody who's just bombing around, which I was doing for quite some time, and it served its purpose. But once I got into a stationary area and I was stuck for a number of months in the same kind of environment, which was just dark, moody, rain, nonstop, I was spiraling back to the same kind of mentality I had to begin with. I didn't know how to make myself happy. And guys, I gotta say, it really sucks, like, how unhappy so many people are, but yet we're constantly shoved down our throat of how great everyone's lives are because of social media and things like that. It's full of shit. Everyone's going through shit. Everybody, even if you follow somebody and every photo they're smiling, they're going through something. They sure as hell are. And we just got to start fucking being more supportive of one another, of their decisions. And I mean, I know that right away, I mentioned this in like fucking 40 episodes ago, like my family was really like not against, but they were really skeptical about this decision of moving into a van. And it's like, well, I'm not happy and I got to try something. And luckily, I didn't give a shit and I just fucking did it anyway. But, you know, please support people's decisions, as wild as they sound and as wild as they may be. You just never know what they're going through. So that was huge for me. Now, I mean, moving forward, that's the thing. Like, somebody came up to me. I had listed the van online and somebody had messaged me. And you know how it is. You know how it is. These fucking assholes will message you and then ghost you. And I was talking about ghosting in the last episode of dating. That kind of ghosting is unacceptable, but you got to get used to it. That's marketplace is just full of fucking keyboard lonely warriors being like, will you take $20 for it? Fuck no. It's $4,000. So I couldn't believe it when somebody actually pulled through. And they said, we want to come meet you immediately and see it right away. And we had a little meeting. They seemed to really like it. They gave me a down payment. And holy shit, did reality just fucking crash down on me right then and there. I was like, holy fuck, I don't have a home anymore. This is the only thing I fucking own. I literally have a couple boxes and bags of clothes now. I'm fucking homeless. Got nothing. Sure, I'm going to, you know, have money that I'll be making from the van, but I need to use that money extremely wisely because I am homeless. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I mean, I'm not even really all that frightened. I'm really not. It'll work out. Always does. I like change. I like fucking, I'm my own worst enemy. I it's almost like I'm a self-sabotager. And somebody gave me that word like recently enough. I love it. I'm definitely a self-sabotager. I fucking sabotage everything I fucking do. But it makes things interesting. And I know that the next decision I decide and go for is going to be exciting nonetheless. And I'll tell you right now, you're probably thinking, no, he's going to move into a fucking apartment. No. I want nothing to do with this fucking city. And I'm not shitting anybody from Vancouver here. You know, I'm not shitting on your city. I'm just, well, Yeah, I am shitting on it. I'm going to fucking go off on a rant. The worst driving I have ever experienced outside of Spain and China. This is the worst fucking driving I have ever experienced in my entire life. The entire place is just all roadblocks and construction. Nobody knows how to use a fucking signal. And the thing is that it's so congested here because you can't go anywhere. We're surrounded by water and everyone wants to be downtown. So it's just fucking people crammed in this fucking sardine box. Can't take it. Can't fucking take it. I need to be in nature. I need to be able to have a fire. Listen to the fucking birds and not the transports and sirens. That was one of the things that drove me nuts living in Toronto, was just the sheer volume of the noise levels was just, I couldn't take it. How does somebody justify charging you $2,000 to live in a fucking box that feels like it's being shook by a giant? It's fucked. And as y'all know, like, the prices are just astronomically fucking high these days. Do you really think that I want to be dumping my money into some rich asshole's pocket, you know, who's just going to constantly be upping it and do zero fucking renovations on the place, zero upkeep? Fuck that. And to anybody who lives in a condo, fuck, I could easily go off. All right, I gotta stick to the non-existent script. So the idea is I'd love to live somewhere outside of the city, get a fucking shitbox car, and just fucking drive to and from the acting gigs. But I also don't want to live in a house or an apartment. And you're probably thinking, well, what the fuck is next? Like a tent? Not far off. I'm really thinking about getting a trailer, finding some guy who has a ton of fucking property and doesn't mind if I just park the trailer, you know, off on a little corner, and I'll, you know, give him a few hundred bucks or whatever, and fuck ton of solar panels, go to town for water and dumping all like the waste and shit like that, like once a week or something like that, and living still off the grid, but on the grid enough where I can still, you know, come to work and still pursue the creative endeavors that I want to pursue, you know, so I'm not completely, you know, isolated from society, but at the same time, far enough that I can have a little bit of space and a little bit of freedom. I think you guys, what episode was it? Just a couple episodes ago where I was filming it in the apartment. I fucking hated it. I don't know how people live like that. I don't, and I used to, so, and I couldn't do it. I just, like, I snapped. I don't know how we all do it and put up with it. I don't know how we all put up with being okay with living in a fucking box like ants and all these rules. Oh, you can't smoke. Oh, you can't be loud. Oh, you can't cook this, you know? You can't wear your shoes around the house. Because of the neighbors, like, there's just the amount of rules, man. We need to fucking get our freedom back. And there's no way of doing it unless we all just go off grid. That's the only way. And I really, really am gunning for this. So, like, if anybody knows of a piece of property, that's what I'm looking at doing, is just getting a trailer, you know, parking it far enough from the city, just getting a little shit box that I can drive to and from for supplies and all that kind of stuff, and then continue working on my craft. As y'all know, I haven't written a fucking record in like 2 years, whereas the last album I came out with, Chapter One, that took me 5 months to write and record and execute. And that's because I had the space. I want to get back on it. You know, I might be old, but the insides are still fucking working okay. And I want to use that to my advantage. I don't want to die out too quick. You know, we get used to routine and we get used to being comfortable and be having these cushy lifestyles, and we accept it. And that's, it's okay to some degree. It's okay to be comfortable and stable. And I'm not against that. But at the same time, you know, we're only here for a short time. And you want to take risks. You want to try new things. You want to, you know, explore. You want to learn about yourself. You ain't going to learn shit if you're sitting watching fucking Netflix the moment you get home from work. You know, because you're not doing it. You could be watching reality show Survivor and being like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Well, no, you wouldn't do that because you aren't fucking going out and doing it. You're watching it and you're bitching about some guy that actually is doing it. So don't be bitching. But yeah, like it's just, we're getting into this real lazy mentality. I'm not even talking physically. I'm talking lazy mentality. And it's great to have a new exciting adventure around the corner because I got to make up fucking decision sooner or later. And I don't know what that's going to be, but this is what I'm gunning for. And I've already been looking. I've noticed that, you know, if you go on Craigslist and Marketplace, all this kind of shit, that there are opportunities, people that are like renting plots of land and things like that. And I'm really hoping that maybe something works out that way. But I don't know. I don't know. It's like getting a scratch ticket. You don't know. Might win. Might have just thrown away a fucking good chunk of change. You don't know. And I do want to say before I tune out, van life, you know, don't think that because I'm no longer going to be living in a home that is actually mobile, that I'm turning my back on the lifestyle. I completely support it. And I completely support anybody who wants to do it. I think it takes a lot of fucking guts to you know, pack everything up and give it a shot with very minimal things. You know, again, another thing, we're consumers. How much shit in your apartment right now do you not use? Probably like 70% of it. You know, so anybody that is saying, you know, fuck this shit. I'm not listening to the commercials telling me to get the deal while it's hot. You know, just buy it, you know, and stripping down and really getting to know yourself, getting to know a community, other people that share the same thoughts and interests as you, and learning about yourself, learning about what makes you tick, what makes you happy, what gives you joy, and also challenging yourself. It's really gone a long way for me. And even though this is, you know, the end of an era and an end of a chapter, I'm really excited to see what chapter two looks like. I'm really, really excited to see what chapter two looks like. I don't know when and where that's going to happen. I mean, it might be in BC. It might be back east. I don't fucking know. And the options are endless. And I'll tell you right now that I know that it's going to be fun. And I'm going to bring you guys along for the ride. So this is not the end of the podcast for good. I said the other day, I didn't even mean to, but I said the last podcast and a friend of mine was like really upset. I was like, oh shit, no. It's not the end of the podcast. It's just the end of, you know, living van life. So you guys, this is it. Yeah, actually, I'll use this camera. Is it on? I hope. Okay. So when I moved the camera to show you guys around, of course, I bumped a cable. And with the gear I own, no cable can even be blown on or it will disconnect. So I apologize if it just kind of crapped out there for a minute. And yeah, there's going to be an edit. So on one of the last, or the last episode ever, there's actually an edit. So, way to fuck it up there, bud. That being said, I hope you guys are having a great time. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you guys got something out of it. If there's anything you want to discuss, if you have some ideas for me, by all means, throw them in the comments. And actually, I do want to say right now, I apologize. I haven't gotten back to any of the comments from last week's episode. It's just been a whirlwind of fucking stuff going on with me selling this thing, gutting it, and trying to get on with my life. So I will respond to all last week's episode comments. I apologize for that. But until next time, you guys stay dusty. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, all that good shit. And we will see you next time. Until then,
I'm out.
I'm living in a van, playing outlaw tunes. Life with Johnny, no cash. Smoking them smokes and drinking that booze. Life with Johnny, no cash. Where I go, how the fuck don't know. I'm off the grid on dusty roads. There ain't no better way of eating beans.